did.
I think it's important to say as well that when I did visit, there was nothing obvious in her living room to suggest that she was being a scam victim. She was being sent lots of scam mail. It was neat and tidy. It was only when I asked her a few sort of enticing questions about, do you receive lots of unwanted mail and did your phone ring quite a lot, that she kind of thought a little bit about what I'd said. And then I showed her a cheque that she'd sent off to what is a known scam. And it was only then that she said, actually, I do get a lot of mail. And she got up from the settee and took me under the stairs, and it was just full to the top with 36 bags of scam mail. And then we had a gentle conversation about, you know, what have you been, where's it all come from, what have you been doing with it. And she showed me a chequebook, and it then became apparent that she had been sending lots of money off. She then took me into another room that was completely full to the top with boxes of things that she'd ordered. And when I asked her why she was doing it, again, she said, I'd gone into my savings, and the more I spent, the more I got behind, and the more I needed to win the prize draw. So the more I entered more things, and the more things you enter, somebody else has then got your details, I've passed it on, you get onto what we call a sucker's list. And the more she entered into things, the more mail she got. And so the cycle begins. And she said she couldn't get off that cycle. The penny didn't drop until I actually showed her the cheque. And then it was me identifying to her, this is a scam. And then the penny dropped, and she was almost relieved that it was out in the open. She said she felt that she couldn't stop herself, but me telling her that it was a scam then led her to understand that actually she'd been throwing her money away.
How hard is it to recover the money? I mean, is there any chance of you recovering?